Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have a house of cards, folks, and not only has this house fallen, it's burning. And you know who the arsonist is? Joe Biden. But do you know who poured the fuel before Joe struck the match? The media. Social media. All these giants. Look, try to imagine the number of meetings taking place all over the country. And the reason they've got to set these meetings is the Democrats have to try to cover up everything that's been going on for, what, certainly the last 2 years? If you want to go back a little farther just with Hunter, the last 5 years? You want to go back as far as Obama, maybe the last 10 to 15 years? All of this is coming to fruition. And they've got to get the media all on the same talking points. Right now, you want to know what their strategy is? You ready for this, guys? Ignore it. They don't want to cover Joe Biden being in the midst of the biggest scandal. Wait a minute. Let me reflect on that. The biggest scandals in American history. This is a man who happily accepted a win that he didn't get. He then happily propagates a lie that has people arrested, that we were trying to storm the Capitol. Because we didn't want to believe that the election was legal. So we stormed the Capitol. You don't know why we stormed the Capitol? Have you figured it out yet? Oh, that's right. We didn't do it. But had we done it, here's what I will tell you. We would have had absolute legal right to do it because the election was stolen. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm going to tell you, there was no rest. There's no rest. While you were sleeping, the Democrats are in full-blown cover-up mode.
And, we also questioned the China initiative, and that's when
exactly.
He was president. When he walked into the White House, one of the first things he did was cancel the China initiative, which, mm-hmm. of course, was an initiative that the FBI was arresting people
right.
who were sending information, intellectual property, to China. But, Congressman, you need a willing partner in this in the DOJ, and you don't have it. The FBI is refusing to hand over that document that you subpoenaed. It allegedly proves that President Biden was involved in an illegal bribery scheme with a foreign national. In a letter to you, the agency writes this. It wants to, quote, avoid revealing information, including unverified or incomplete information, that could harm investigations, unfairly violate privacy, or create misimpressions in the public. So what are you going to do now?
Well, we've got a plan B. Unfortunately, Senator Grassley and I feared that the FBI would continue to cover this up. You know, not only did we ask for a copy of the form, we also asked what exactly they did to verify whether that claim was accurate or not, because we know there's a form, okay? There's no question there was a form, and the FBI didn't deny that they had the form, which was the one smart thing the FBI didn't do. The question that we had for the FBI is, what have you done to investigate this? So obviously they continue a pattern of protecting the Bidens, not talking about the Bidens.
Let's talk about the FBI and what you told Big Tech, or some agents did, about the authenticity and provenance of Hunter Biden's laptop. What about that from an FBI perspective?
The FBI is not in the business of functioning as the truth police.
Understood.
We don't tell social media companies to censor anything.
Well,
or remove
the Twitter files. Suggest something different. I mean, there's an FBI request numerous times. Taibbi puts it out. FBI San Francisco request to ban certain accounts. Twitter personnel in this case went on to look for reasons to suspend all four accounts that the FBI wanted to ban or suspend. Is it appropriate to flag social media accounts on Twitter or elsewhere due to politics or government policies when it comes to COVID? Is it appropriate in any way? You're saying it doesn't happen, but there's evidence that it had.
Look, folks, welcome back here. We all know what happened. We all know what's going on with the FBI. I'm going to play some clips in between some of the newer stuff because I just want to remind you, you know, what Christopher Wray and others are saying, what they're doing. They wonder, I mean, how do you think you're going to maintain a democratic republic, a constitutional republic, I should say? How do you think you're going to maintain that when nobody trusts anybody in government? And that's where we are. So we know that the FBI isn't handing over this document. We know that the FBI has been caught on Twitter files suppressing information. And look, it isn't even that this stuff is so controversial. We're talking about things like your health. Why would the FBI not want people to have an open and honest discussion about their health? It makes no sense. But this is what they've done. I don't know. Do we have time to play the other one? Because Ray gets asked about other stuff, about spying on the American public. And then at one point, he actually admitted that the FBI lied. I don't think we have enough time for that clip. But I tell you what, let's do this. Let's come in with that clip in the next segment. So what we're going to dissect today and intermix it with some of the other things that happened over the weekend. What we're going to talk about, how do we win this republic back, and what is the part that you're going to play? Because whether you believe it or not, you're significant. Now, I know I tell you on the show, but I'm kind of like church. You only come here once in a while, unless you come 5 days a week, in which case I applaud your intellectual ability. But most of the time, you know, somebody pops in, they hear some good positive words, and then they go away and you get 24 hours of somebody else beating you down while I'm telling you how great you are. We can win this battle. And let me say this, and I've said it a few times. We will never be in this good of a position to win. And it's not, and I was literally having this discussion with my wife the other day because we were talking about something else and it has to do with winning and losing. And I explained to her, when it comes to family and things are important to you, it's not about a win, not for me. It's not about a win. If somebody feels bad in a situation and you feel vindicated, like I won that battle, you're in the wrong relationship. You've done the wrong thing. You shouldn't feel bad. Everybody should feel like they were heard. Let me ask you, we're in a relationship with our government. Do you feel heard? Do you feel vindicated? Do you feel seen? Do you feel accepted? What do you feel? Because I can tell you, I feel none of that. I feel like we're in an abusive relationship where these people just don't get it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've identified about 12 different banks. We presented yesterday was from 4 banks. We have 8 more banks to go. But what we found is, thus far, $10 million that I don't think a single member of the Biden family can explain how they received was deposited into the Biden family accounts. And the way they did it, the way they transferred money around is honestly why they got so many suspicious activity reports from the banks, because it's a pattern of money laundering. So there's clearly a trail of corruption here that leads all the way to the top. I mean, why else would the Biden family be receiving this money were it not for the big guy who was vice president and now president? And remember, Maria, the media always covered for Joe Biden and said these payments weren't made when Joe Biden was in office. They were made when he was a private citizen. We dispelled that myth yesterday, especially with respect to Romania. 16 of the 17 payments from the corrupt Romanian foreign national that went to the Biden family were made while Joe Biden was vice president and actively involved in Romanian foreign policy.
That is just incredible to me.
lots of stuff going on in the news, a border invasion, inflation still through the roof, the economy in shambles, your 401k is dwindled, the value of your home is dwindled, you are living hand to mouth in many cases, and certainly you've tightened your belt. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are getting fatter and fatter and fatter. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hope you had a great Mother's Day. Hope you were really able to honor your mom the way that mothers should be honored in this country. I'm talking about the real mothers, the ones who get up there and get involved in their kids, shuffling them around, helping them to be stable young adults, and then eventually enter adulthood and not be a bunch of pansy butt little leftists that take over this country and, you know, become woke and all that. Congratulations to you mothers who really are the yin to your thought to the father's yang. You need both parents. And the left need to find this out very quickly, because the world that we live in right now is based on the idea that we've destroyed the family. So a really hearty Mother's Day to those who have done that very difficult task that is a labor of love. So as Comer said, they got eight more banks to go, folks. We're barely getting into this. Eight more banks to go. We're up to $10 million they can put their fingers on. And he wants the Bidens to explain, what did you do for this money? And what's really interesting is, if you had done anything close to this in your own banking situation, you'd be in jail. I'm telling you, they said 155, it's more than that now, suspicious activity reports. And all of it meant to be deceptive about where the money went. Anybody I know, I can tell you, my bank, I had this conversation with my banker. I said, you know, what would happen if I did this? And she goes, well, it would, if you did 10,000 in one, it would flag it. And then I went, what if it was in? She was like, she looked at me like, you did that many, you'd be in trouble. I remember this story about a guy. He runs a convenience store, and it turns out that his deposits are like $9,000+ every week. That's what he makes. You know, sometimes it's a little bit higher because, you know, they have a better week, but it's in the $9,000 to $10,000 range. And he was making these deposits every week, and the government seized his bank account. I think he had done 11. And they froze $100,000+. And he was like, what are you doing freezing my money? Well, it's suspicious. He goes, look, come look at my books. These are my receipts. And it took him a while to get this money back. You can look this story up. It's easy to find. Just look at guy, you know, convenience store owner, money confiscated, federal money confiscated, blah, 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 SARS. And you'll find multiple stories. Nowhere close to what the Bidens have done. And the Fed comes in, they swoop in and take that money. Here's what you got to ask yourself. Why didn't this trigger the Fed? Why didn't they go, wait a minute, this is a little bit suspicious. If you've got suspicious activity reports, why aren't you investigating them? I mean, that is the basic question. You've not got, it isn't one, it's not 10, it's not 25, it's 155+. How many does it take before the FBI goes, hold on a second, this is a little bit too many? I can see it. You know what I mean? You're in the FBI office looking at patterns. And there's three here. You know, this organization has seven. This one has 17. You go, this one's a little suspicious here with 17. I better take a peek at them. But one organization has 155 tied to Biden's. Now, I don't know how they look. I'm not one that goes, oh, Kevin, I've got a suspicious activity report right here. But here's what I do know. If it's one or two, business as usual. I've deposited more than $10,000 in my account, taking it out of a
personal account, put it into a business account, cash. The reason why I did cash is when I, you know, if you do a cashier's check, they got to wait 3 or 4 days. I wanted the money to go into the bank right away. So I put it in there. I wasn't like, oh, what are they going to do? Because as long as you have a paper trail, you say, yeah, I took it out of my savings account and put it into here. I didn't like go take it out of my, from under my mattress. I could prove it. So if you want to come check me out, FBI, come check me out. But the Bidens, I mean, this, I'm just asking a simple question. I don't think anybody here is this too complicated that I need to explain it further. My curiosity is, this is what I would ask FBI Director Christopher Wray. What does it take for the Justice Department to go, I think this is one we look at. Is it 200? Did they stay right under the limit? And let me ask you this. How many others people have you looked at who had less? Good question, right? I mean, if we're going to make a comparison, is 155 enough to send a flag, a flare up, or is it 20? Because if it's 20, you got to answer the question, why didn't you look into these guys? And here's what I really liked about that clip, and I mentioned it earlier. James Comer refers to Joe Biden as the big guy. He says, the big guy who was VP and is now president, that's a big deal. He's saying, look, there's no longer any question in my mind. This is the big guy. Now, I've been saying it for a long time because I use common sense. I don't have to rely on the experts. But for him to actively say this publicly is a big deal. And he did it when he was a private citizen, as everybody wants to say, 16 of 17. So, gonna heat up. We got a lot more on the subject.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pessimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling talks going on at the staff level. He says there needs to be a deal to raise the ceiling by this weekend in order to have time to get it through Congress. Congressional leaders are scheduled to meet again with the president tomorrow at the White House. The number of people trying to cross the southern border since the expiration of Title 42 continues to drop, according to the Border Patrol. But Homeland Security officials say it's too soon to tell if the expected surge has peaked. Ukrainian President Zelensky's European tour continued today in the UK, where he met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Britain says it will send hundreds of long-range missiles and armed drones to Ukraine. And it looks like there will be a runoff to decide the next president of Turkey. Longtime incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan failed to win more than 50% in the voting nationwide over the weekend. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd like to remind you guys of things, the listeners. While this next comment may seem unrelated to the matter at hand, because we've been talking about Biden corruption, Democrat corruption, leftist corruption, progressive corruption, this statement fits right in. Super spreaders. Remember, that's what we were called, the unvaxxed, the purebloods. We were called super spreaders. We were told that we are the reason that a disease was spreading that was killing everybody. Massive numbers. By the way, I don't know if you've heard it. There are two new variants out there. You scared? Of course not. Because now we can look at Wu Flu for what it is. The big lie that stole $6 trillion from us. And now... everybody just sort of backed away. It's no big deal, is it? Fauci's not in jail. None of these crooks that did anything are in jail. The great corollary to what's happening right now, except they're not going to get away with this one. Because even though Wu Flu has a paper trail, and we did learn that the Democrats actually colluded, worked with the Chinese to spread a so-called deadly disease, and it did kill some people, but to spread this deadly disease so that we would create vaccines that killed more people, but we would steal $6 trillion under the guise that we were helping Americans, that's what we have here. We have a situation now where, you know what the left are telling you? Don't believe your eyes. Don't trust that common sense. Go with your gut? Are you kidding? Why would you do that when we have all these experts? Yep. So now they want you to believe the Bidens are innocent. There's no there, as people like to say.
Congressman, this is incredible. You just said that you identified 20-plus shell companies. So what were they doing, creating shell companies, LLCs, for foreign nationals to send money to, and then they got that money and distributed to Biden families to make it confusing, hard to follow?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Maria. And you know, there's a term for that. It's called racketeering. When you create companies for the sole purpose to hide money, to try to use it in a laundering scheme. So the banks knew that this smelled of money laundering. I don't think all the banks knew about how many different LLCs the Bidens had created. So I made some pretty serious accusations yesterday at a nationally televised press conference, but I haven't heard one thing the White House has said to dispel anything that I said, other than they say, well, it's conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories, we showed bank statements. This is something that the press isn't used to, especially since Adam Schiff was leading investigations when the Democrats were in control. We actually have a thing called evidence now, and the evidence was in the form of bank statements. So,
welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here.
not going to tell you a lot that you don't already know. We're just going to bolster what you probably already sensed about the Biden family. And I'm never going to let you get into this mode of, excuse me, Kevin, nothing's going to happen. I know that may have been the pattern. Something's going to happen here. Either America's going to exist as a country, and we're going to get rid of Christopher Wray. We're going to redo this Department of so-called Justice, and justice will be served. And I'm not talking about putting a Kevin Kleinsmith away with a slap on the wrist. And the louder your voice is in this, the better it is. I think the first thing that needs to happen is we need to force Anthony Blinken to step down. You know, this is the guy that gave us the 51 former intel officer story, and we'll get to that in just a bit because we've learned a little bit more. But he needs to step down. How can you have a Secretary of State who's a lie, who was part of the collusion, the coup that took down Trump? And, oh, for the record, that is a coup. He was part of the coup. So for those who go, well, Kevin, there was no election cheating, I'll ask you this question. Why did they cover up this Hunter Biden laptop story? If there was no cheating, why did they do that? If there was no electioneering, why is it that the press worked with the Biden campaign, who worked with the Department of Justice to spread a lie? Forget election vote cheating, where they stuffed the ballot boxes and used WooFlu as the ruse. Forget that. Let's just look at this piece. And somebody tell me, no, Kevin, that's not electioneering. No, they didn't do anything wrong. They literally orchestrated lies. What about Hillary Clinton? Russian collusion. Orchestrated lie. Why is there nobody going to freaking prison? Being called to the mat. Come on, Jim Jordan, you're a wrestler. Let's get him on the mat. Evidence. And there's a lot more to it than that. We've got the evidence. Now that we got to start asking the tough questions.
We're going to demand that the Biden family provide invoices evidence that they actually did provide services or sell something or manufacture or do something like a normal business to receive that money. If they can't do that, then obviously all eyes are on Joe Biden, because why else would foreign nationals be wiring money to his nieces, nephews, and grandchild were it not for things that Joe Biden was doing that would provide a return on the investment.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, just stop for just a second. Holy crap, man. Can you imagine? I mean, look, this is so boring, but it just, you got to ask this question. Can you imagine if the Trump family had done this? The media outcry wanting Trump's head, it would be insanity. If you're not going to your Democrat compadres and saying, hey, look, you can hate Trump all you want, I'm just curious. What do you think about Biden and the whole family getting stuff wired to nieces, nephews, and a grandchild? Oh, and an ex-wife of both Bo and Hunter. Please explain this. And what could they possibly be getting? What could those kids, what does a grandchild have to offer some multinational, some oligarch? Please explain it. What do nieces and nephews have to offer? Except uncle's influence. This is cut and dry. This is open and shut. And we've got an interloper in the White House, a dude who was put there in a coup, and we have all the evidence. All of it. And the question you got to ask yourself, people, is when you have this much overwhelming evidence and you can't get it over the finish line, why would you trust the people that are fighting for you? I don't know. I don't need Perry Mason for this one. I don't need Racehorse Haynes. I don't need Johnny Cochran. Just give me what they call him, a community lawyer, and we can win this case. I feel like Brockovich. Are you kidding me? the hexavalent chromium. I went and dug up all the evidence. Here's the case. Now, okay, Ed Masry, let's go prosecute. I don't need a big name attorney to get this one over the finish line. But we got amazingly weak leadership, the Republican Party. And look, I like James Comer. I love Jim Jordan. They're, you know, Jim and I are buddies. Look, I like these guys, but I want to see action. And I'm going to push for it. I hope you push for it with us. And these petitions to get these crooks out of there, to get these Bidens prosecuted, I can't wait till they open up these 12 banks, or additional 8 banks, and tell us how much more money went to the Bidens and who it went to. And when we find out definitively what we already know, that Joe Biden is the big guy, how is it that all these other Bidens are profiting, but Joe Biden isn't? Isn't that a good question? How is it that everybody else is getting a little taste, but Joe Biden isn't? Because he is.
And when you have $10 million of dirty foreign cash funneled into 20 shell companies, sliced up and wired into the bank accounts of at least 9 Biden family members of the sitting president, who can't tell us what the family business is, your job's as good as done. Connecting the dots, that's the easy part. But since the money's leading to Joe Biden, the media not following it.
James Comer offering new details to bolster his claims that members of Joe Biden's family, including his son Hunter, received millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities in China and Romania. But so far, Republicans have failed to unearth any payments to Joe Biden while he was vice president or after leaving office. And their report today does not suggest illegality in the payments from foreign sources.
Don't worry, folks. That gauntlet of protection around Joe Biden is going away. The only thing that the Democrats are trying to figure out right now is how to time it. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They got to figure out how to time it. When do we dump him? How do we do it in such a way that it doesn't destroy the party? Obviously, Kamala Harris is going to be president. I've already told you this. And then how do we make sure she does exactly what we want her to do? One of my friends says, Kevin, when she gets in power, she's never going to want to let it go. It isn't about whether she wants to let it go or not. She will let it go. She has no choice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
James Comer offering new details to bolster his claims that members of Joe Biden's family, including his son Hunter, received millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities in China and Romania. But so far, Republicans have failed to unearth any payments to Joe Biden while he was vice president or after leaving office. And their report today does not suggest illegality in the payments from foreign sources.
You think the media would be saying there's no connection to Donald Trump if the situation were reversed? Meaning, if the Trump family were the ones in question, do you think that they would be telling you, well, there's no connection to President Trump? Or do you think they'd be telling you, He is crooked, and they'd be implementing impeachment proceedings right now. And by the way, they'd be right to do it. Welcome back, everybody. See, this is a difference between us. When we see the truth and we go, I don't care whether it's Trump or Biden. These guys see it. If it's Biden, it's handled one way. If it's Trump, it's handled another. And we have to ask ourselves, look, I'm by no means am I saying let's not let the truth be the truth. I would want to go after Trump. I'd want him impeached. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I want the same level of passion that the Democrats would be putting into Trump, put into Biden. You get it? It isn't for us to say, well, let's make sure they correct themselves and come to, you know, to a notion that Joe Biden is indeed the crook we said he was and the pathological liar and the brain-dead moron, because they're never going to admit that. To admit that would be to admit that they're wrong. But here's what you can do. You can Dr. Phil their sorry butts and say, well, how's that working for you? And you can stay true to who you are and say, I'm going to be as passionate about what it takes to fix this as you are about how much you hate our guy. I'm going to, in other words, we have got to take that same level of intensity and force Congress and everybody else to do our will. See, the Democrats know they've lied, and the only thing that's going to make them do it is when you don't have to bully them, but what you have to do is stand up to the bully. What, they're still bullying you. They're still trying to make you believe that Joe Biden is a stand-up guy. Oh, he's an everyday Joe. It's not connected to him. So what? Every member of his family's getting paid. But not Joe. You can't prove Joe did. Okay, so what did the family sell? How is it that a grandchild can be connected to multiple countries and getting a paycheck? Nieces, nephews, a grandchild, cousins, uncles, how are they all getting? How are 9 Bidens getting paid when they don't have a product? The only product is their brain-dead moron of a former VP who turned coup president. That's the product. And oh, by the way, we're starting to wonder, are they influencing policy with this product?
And what other things did he do in terms of decisions, policy decisions, that you believe could have been the reason for payback?
Well, you're absolutely right, Maria. That is one of the main decisions. There's no explanation for it. You put China first and American publicly traded companies last. Why else would you do that? Remember, Joe Biden said during the presidential campaign that his family never received a penny from China. We proved that was a big, fat lie yesterday. So there is a money trail that would lead from China to the Biden bank accounts, and that would go a long way in explaining why he would do something like that, that's so detrimental to American publicly traded companies. You also look at some decisions that he made while he was vice president with respect to foreign aid. And remember, we only talked about 2 countries yesterday. There are many more countries. And what I said to people about the Bidens and where they were influence peddling, China was probably the most reputable country they were dealing in. I mean, this is how bad some of these countries like Romania were that they were influence peddling in. And the one thing that Joe Biden had in common with these very shady countries that they were influence peddling in is he was taking a lead in things like foreign aid, in major policy decisions that the Obama administration was making with these countries. So, you know, there's a lot more to come. We gave an update to the American people yesterday, and I think at the end of the day, we proved that Joe Biden hasn't been truthful about his family's income streams. We proved that the Biden family don't have a single legitimate business. Their business was taking money from our adversaries around the world. And we identified 9 of the Biden family members who were in on the gig.
Unbelievable.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump
wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
You guys have all talked about the emails tonight and Hunter Biden, the emails, and wanting to hear more about that. I'm just curious as to whether or not that's affecting your decision.
Yes.
If that's actually a deciding issue for you in this election at this point. Thanks.
Okay, let's do a show of hands. Hold on, we're going to do a show of hands first. Who says that it is the deciding issue for you? The deciding issue. One person. Who says John, is the deciding issue for you? The deciding issue?
Yeah, I'd like to know. I mean, we talk about all these things about lying and cheating and stuff. Here's something that popped up. Is it truth or is it not truth? I want to know.
The fact that he doesn't want to answer it scares me, and that's why it's one of my biggest deciding issues, that and fracking. It's a simple question, and he's been avoiding it, and I don't know why. And now it's always been a different answer. Well, that doesn't exist. And then he mentioned his other son, and obviously it was in the last debate he was talking about, obviously, Hunter. I was like, the answer always changes. I want an answer on it. And also what scares me is that the media refuses to talk about it. You get shut down on Facebook and Twitter if you even see the link or something. That's scary to me, and I think it deserves an answer.
Yeah, and the biggest question is, why isn't the media doing this? We have 12 days to make a decision, and this is a very important topic, and nobody seems interested in it.
I find it scary.
If it were Trump, they would be all over it. The media would be all over this. That is what is concerning as well. And I would say the other thing that is concerning, even though this is not a big issue for me, is that for a man who's saying he wants to bring back the soul of America and is relying on his character for votes, this is something that would make the normal, reasonable person question his character.
And we don't want to be drugged through 3.5 more years of the same stuff.
And this man is being accused of using his drug-addicted son to be a bag man with shady characters all over the world. I mean, you would think you'd want to address that.
I totally agree with Paulette. That is definitely a thing for me. Like, it's a yes or no, and to me, it could be pretty cut and dry. Because, as a parent, I understand you can raise your children a certain way. That does not mean they're going to carry themselves a certain way.
Does he care about kids?
But you never stop caring about them. If you have that kind of money and connections, wouldn't you get them in the best rehab in the world?
Definitely get them help or put yourself on form.
Here's my friend, a shady character from, Uzbekistan or something out in the middle of the desert, with bags of money. I mean, my gosh, Who put their kid in a situation like that?
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. Just a reminder, that was a Frank Luntz, panel. They did it, during COVID, so that's why it all sounds very creepy. But they were asked, does this have an impact? There was nobody that said no. They want to know, is Joe Biden trustworthy? It would have impacted to some degree what they thought about things. You want to know why they covered it up? Just gave you the answer.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.